this is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for economic sanctions against Turkey 4 days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turkey-Syria border. Meantime, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov challenged Turkey's commitment to fighting terrorism. He said there are still questions about Turkey's commitment to getting rid of terrorism, particularly with regard to Syria. Lavrov's comments was in response to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's mocking of Moscow's claim that it's fighting the Islamic State group with airstrikes in Syria. On Saturday, Mr. Erdogan voiced regret about the downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. Islamic State-linked Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for suicide bombing in northern Nigeria that killed at least 22 marching in a procession of Shiite pilgrims. The blast near the city of Kano came just days after two female bombers blew themselves up, killing at least 14 and wounding more than 100 others, that in a city of 2.1 million residents. United Nations condemned in the strongest terms a rocket attack on a UN base in Kidal in northern Mali, which killed two UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor, injured at least 20 other people. French news agency AFP reports a senior member of the Al-Qaeda-linked Islamist group, Ansar Dine, claimed responsibility for the violence, saying the attack was, in his words, in response to the violation of our lands by the enemies of Islam. Claim could not be independently verified. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, continuing his tour of Africa on Saturday, had a busy second day in Uganda. VOA's Joe Craig reporting now from Kampala.
After visiting the martyr shrine in Namugongo Saturday, where 45 19th-century martyrs were tortured and burned alive rather than renounce their faith, Pope Francis urged Ugandans to pay tribute to their sacrifice by serving as missionaries at home by taking care of the elderly, the poor, and the abandoned.
Non si appropria di questa eredità con un ricordo di circostanza o conservandola in un museo.
He says their legacy is not served occasionally, but the faithful honor them, carrying on their witness to Christ in our homes, neighborhoods, workplaces, and civil society. The pontiff then traveled to a rally at an unused airstrip in Kampala to receive an enthusiastic welcome from about 150,000 young people. Pope Francis is scheduled to leave for the Central African Republic Sunday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
Here in the U.S., the federal government ending its bulk collection of data from the telephone calls of millions of Americans, move following a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. U.S. National Security Agency, in charge of the bulk telephone metadata program, is replacing the practice with a more tightly targeted surveillance method. Under the expiring bulk data program, the government collected information about calls, including their duration and the phone numbers involved, but the content of the calls was not monitored, recorded, or collected. President Obama spoke out Saturday against the deadly gun attack at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado, saying enough is enough. That attack at midday on Friday triggered an hours-long gun battle and standoff with police in Colorado Springs, leaving one police officer and two other victims dead. 9 others were wounded. Controversy has swirled for years around Planned Parenthood clinics across much of the country, with critics pointing to branches that perform abortions. Supporters argue that the bulk of the organization's work centers on providing family planning services. Some abortion opponents have resorted to violence against U.S. clinics and medical practitioners that provide abortion services. Australian veteran Rod Pampling has broken Jordan Spieth's course record at the Australian Golf Club with a 10-under-par 61. During the final round of the Australian Open today, Spieth set the previous mark of 63 during the final round last year while winning the Australian Open by 6 strokes, with Pampling finishing runner-up. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.